This is a Crawford Broadcasting Company radiography, a glimpse into the lives and ministries of our greatest Christian leaders. On this show, we'll go back to the Bible.
Has God given us a task that He did not expect us to fulfill? Let me show you what I believe is God's answer to that question. And may I just say at the outset, I believe with all my heart that God had planned that in every generation, every person should be reached some way or another with the gospel. I believe that with all my heart.
In 1939, on a single AM station in Lincoln, Nebraska, what would become one of the largest worldwide Christian ministries had its humble beginnings. Since 1939, Back to the Bible has delivered God's Word worldwide. From radio broadcasts beginning on that single AM station to shortwave broadcasts to other countries, and now into the digital age utilizing radio, television, web, mobile technology, and social media, Back to the Bible remains forward-thinking in how they can teach biblical principles and create disciples in every corner of the world. Back to the Bible has enjoyed a long and fruitful reign on air, due much in part to its founder, Theodore Epp. From its humble beginnings May 1, 1939 on KFOR Radio in Lincoln, Nebraska, to his retirement in 1984, Back to the Bible grew to a worldwide radio ministry heard on over 800 stations and in 8 languages. It was Pastor Epp's foresight into the power of the emerging technology of the times, radio, which helped spur the meteoric growth of Back to the Bible. Pastor Epp saw the power that radio had with the word of the gospel to reach out across the nation and into other parts of the world. He also recognized radio's potential to transform the lives of countless souls in need of the word of God.
Because I want to be able to say what Paul was able to say. When he came to the close of his life, there he was in jail again, in a dungeon, joyous, happy, victorious. He writes to young Timothy and says, Timothy, the day has come. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I have finished my course. By the grace of God, that's all I aspire to, is to finish the course that God has laid out for me.
That passion to use modern technology to extend their reach to every corner of the world is still a driving force in the Back to the Bible ministry of today. With a strong online presence through their website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, along with apps like GoTandem and Back to the Bible Daily, and their radio broadcasts, they continue to help believers stay connected and be encouraged. Along with the United States, Back to the Bible currently has locations in Canada, Ecuador, India, Indonesia, Jamaica, Japan, Nepal, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Trinidad and Tobago. In its lengthy existence, Back to the Bible has had many Bible teachers, but its founder and first Bible teacher held the reins from 1939 to 1984. He was the firstborn child of Russian immigrants doing Mennonite missionary work with the Hopi Indians in Araby, Arizona. Born in January of 1907 to Jacob and Agnetha Epp, Theodore Epp would grow up to create one of the biggest and longest-running radio ministries to attain worldwide status. Theodore Epp was baptized in May of 1923 at First Mennonite Church in Newton, Kansas, where his grandfather was pastor. In fact, it was this very congregation that sponsored his parents' missionary work in Arizona. Theodore graduated from Oklahoma Bible. He continued on to Heston College in Kansas and the former Bible Institute of Los Angeles, now Biola University. He then attended Southwest Baptist Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, where he received a Master of Theology degree. In August of 1930, Theodore married Matilda Schmidt. He was ordained at her home church, Zoar Mennonite Church in Goltry, Oklahoma, where he also pastored. Theodore and Matilda were blessed with 6 children. Gerald, who tragically died as a young child. Eleanor, Herbert, Bernice, Marilyn, and Virginia. In 1936, Theodore Epp got his first taste of radio ministry under the tutelage of T. Myron Webb. By May of 1939, the first Back to the Bible broadcast aired on KFOR AM in Lincoln, Nebraska. Musical praise and worship were popular segments on the earlier broadcasts, and the Back to the Bible Choir and Quartet were often showcased. In fact, early on, many popular recordings were made by the quartet.
Was God's own Son who came to earth, who chose to know a lonely birth, but though a King of matchless worth, he wore a crown of thorns. Savior, who walks beside me everywhere I go.
And recordings of the Back to the Bible Choir were popular too, especially their Christmas music.
My sheep were grazing on a plain, when angels sang this glad refrain, Alleluia.
During that time, Back to the Bible also had a weekly youth program that featured a youth choir along with serialized Christian-themed stories, the Danny Orless series. Those programs are long gone, ending in 1984, but they are still fondly remembered by longtime listeners. Pastor Epp continued as the radio Bible teacher at Back to the Bible through the early 1980s. He also authored 70 books and magazine articles. Theodore Epp went home to the Lord in 1985. He is laid to rest at Lincoln Memorial Park in Nebraska. In 1980, Back to the Bible introduced a new radio Bible teacher to its listeners, pastor, speaker, and prolific writer of Christian and theological works, Warren W. Wiersbe. Wiersbe was not only a well-educated and persuasive teacher, he also had a wonderful sense of humor, injecting moments of laughter to the delight of his audiences and parishioners.
Verse 7 of Matthew chapter 3, "But when he, John the Baptist, saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, that would endear you to your congregation.'" Now, there may have been times you felt like saying that, but the fruit of the Spirit is self-control, so you did not. I heard about a preacher's son who did not know any cuss words, naturally, and he was being tormented by the school bully, and this preacher's boy was groping for something to call this bully, and finally he said, "Oh, you board member, you." Well, I don't know where he would have learned that, but John the Baptist.
Warren Wiersbe entered the world on May 16, 1929, in East Chicago, Indiana. After his preliminary education, he attended Indiana University in Indianapolis and Roosevelt University in Illinois, going on to graduate from Northern Baptist Theological Seminary in Lombard, Illinois. Wiersbe was ordained as the pastor of Central Baptist Church while attending the seminary. He served there until 1957, at which time he served as director of the Literature Division for Youth for Christ International. From 1961 to 1971, Wiersbe pastored Calvary Baptist Church of Covington, Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati, Ohio. The church sat around 800, but the congregation's growth spurred on the building of a new church, which could accommodate seating for 2,000. During this time, Pastor Wiersbe's Sunday sermons were broadcast as the Calvary Hour on a local Cincinnati radio station. From 1971 to 1978, Wiersbe pastored Moody's Church in Chicago, but he also continued his radio ministry on Moody Church's Songs in the Night, a national radio program. Through the 1980s and 1990s, Warren Wiersbe was both Bible teacher and, after his retirement, guest speaker for the Back to the Bible Radio Broadcasting Network. On May 2, 2019, Warren Wiersbe was called home to the Lord. He was 89.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath, are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
Every morning, listeners heard those words as they tuned into Gateway of Joy, the first woman's program on Back to the Bible. Elizabeth Elliott also wrote the Gatekeeper's monthly newsletter, as well as the Elizabeth Elliott newsletter.
There's no way in this noisy, busy world that we can be quiet without arranging for that. It's not something that's going to happen automatically.
Born in Belgium to missionary parents, Elizabeth Howard grew up in the eastern United States. She graduated from Wheaton College, after which she became a missionary in Ecuador. She married Jim Elliott, a fellow Wheaton student and missionary, in 1953. In 1956, due to a tragic incident during her husband's service as a missionary, Elizabeth was widowed and left to raise their 10-month-old child alone. Years later, 1969, Elizabeth was married to Addison Leach, a professor of theology at Gordon-Conwell Seminary in Massachusetts. Unfortunately, in 1973, after just a few years of marriage, Addison died of cancer. It was at this time that Elizabeth began forging a successful writing and speaking career. In time, Elizabeth met and married Lars Gren. The happy couple worked together until Elizabeth was called home to the Lord in June of 2015.
It's always been the purpose of Back to the Bible to teach all of God's Word to all of God's people.
In 1990, Christian author and radio host Dr. Woodrow Kroll became the third president and Bible teacher for Back to the Bible. He held on to the position until 2013, after which several men acted as interim Bible teachers until Ron Moore assumed the position of Bible teacher in 2016. Woodrow Kroll, or Wood as he was known, was born in Elwood City, Pennsylvania on October 21, 1944, to the Reverend Frank Kroll and his wife Betty. Kroll followed in his father's footsteps and attended Practical Bible Training School. He then went on to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree from Barrington College and continued his education at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary, where he earned a Master of Theology degree. Dr. Kroll is married to the former Linda Piper. They have three daughters, Tracy, Tina, and Tiffany, and one son, Timothy. Timothy has carried on his father and grandfather's ministerial legacies and is the senior pastor of Northside Baptist Church in St. Petersburg, Florida. Dr. Kroll began his ministry pastoring First Baptist Church in Middleborough, Massachusetts. He went on to teach at the former Practical Bible Training School, now known as Davis College. A favorite of Back to the Bible listeners is a poem written by Dr. Kroll called Start Over. Here it is, narrated by Dr. Kroll himself.
Well, you know, this poem, I wrote this on an airplane between Chicago and Lincoln one time. I'm not a poet at all, but God was just impressing this on me at the time. I've seen it on the internet, you know, posted just about everywhere. In fact, most of the time it's listed as anonymous, but nonetheless, here's what the poem says. It's called Start Over. When you've trusted Jesus and walked his way, when you felt his hand lead you day by day, but your steps now take you another way, start over. When you've made your plans and they've gone awry, when you've tried your best till there's no more try, when you've failed yourself and you don't know why, start over. When you've told your friends what you plan to do, when you've trusted them but they didn't come through, now you're all alone and it's up to you, start over. When you've failed your kids and they're grown and gone, when you've done your best but it turned out wrong, and now your grandchildren have come along, start over. When you've prayed to God so you'll know His will, when you've prayed and prayed, but you don't know still, when you want to stop 'cause you've had your fill, start over. When you think you're finished and want to quit, when you've bottomed out in life's deepest pit, when you've tried and tried to get out of it, start over. When the year's been long and successes few, when December comes and you're feeling blue, God gives a January just so you can start over. Starting over means victories won. Starting over means a race well run. Starting over means the Lord's well done. So don't just sit there. Start over.
In 2016, Back to the Bible made a change.
You're listening to the Bob Duco Show, fearlessly defending the faith with you every day. Most of you are familiar with the Back to the Bible radio ministry. The Back to the Bible broadcast has been around for such a long time, so many decades, just tremendous ministry and what they've done over the years. And you hear Back to the Bible here in the Detroit area on our sister station WRDT 560 AM, Monday through Friday at 7:30 in the morning. Their new host is the president and Bible teacher at Back to the Bible, Dr. Ron Moore, who joins me now. Dr. Moore, thanks for being with us today.
Bob, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. First of all, just congratulations on the legacy of Back to the Bible. How, I'm going to put you on the spot. How long has Back to the Bible been around now?
77 years.
Wow.
77 years. It started with Theodore Epp, and he founded it, and he was there for about, I think, about 50 years, and then Warren Wiersbe, Woodrow Kroll, and there were a few others in there, but, man, there's some tremendous Bible teachers that have been around Back to the Bible.
Along with having served as Bible teacher at Back to the Bible from 2016 to 2018, Ron Moore serves as senior pastor of the Bible Chapel, a multi-site church with 4,000 people meeting throughout the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. Ron's teachings were also heard each weekday on a national program called The Journey. Ron earned a Master of Theology degree and Doctor of Ministry degree from Dallas Theological Seminary, where his doctoral work focused on marriage enrichment. He holds a master's degree in education from Texas A&M at Commerce and has written several books, including Journey Through the Bible, Journey Through the Psalms, Journey Through the Gospels, and Ignite. Ron and his wife, Lori, are blessed with four children and a grandchild. In 2018, Back to the Bible began an all-new format for their daily radio program.
The only reason we have health at this moment is because God gives it. The reason we would not have health tomorrow is because God is sovereign over it. And we rely on Him whether in health or not in good health.
Welcome to Back to the Bible Radio, a partnership of Back to the Bible and Radical. We hope you've been tuning in to hear pastor, leader, and best-selling Christian author David Platt share from God's Word how you can lead a gospel-centered life that reaches people for Christ. More of that is coming up right now. So let's go to David for part two of his message, The Gospel, God's Power, and Suffering.
You get over to chapter 33, Elihu says, "Don't forget, you are a man and he is God." Beware the extreme of declaring our innocence. Second, beware the extreme of distrusting God's justice. What Job had begun to do is basically, and you saw it there at the end of Job 31, basically calling God to court. Let's see if he's just. Let him show his justice if that's real.
David Platt is Back to the Bible's new Bible teacher, but he is best known for his best-selling Christian book, Radical.
That book, Radical, led to the starting of a ministry called Radical, that is basically aimed at serving the church with resources and events, just however we can best help encourage the church to follow Christ on mission in the world with radical obedience. That's what we want to do. So just teaching through the Bible, putting resources from the Word online and accessible to people in as many languages as possible.
David received his Master of Divinity, Master of Theology, and Doctor of Philosophy from New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. And although he is Back to the Bible's new Bible teacher, he wears many other hats. He serves as the president of the International Mission Board and is a teaching pastor at McLean Bible Church in Washington, D.C. David and his wife, Heather, have four children, two of which are adopted: Caleb, Joshua, Mara Ruth, and Isaiah.
Welcome to Back to the Bible. Hello, everyone. I'm Arnie Cole, CEO of Back to the Bible International. And today's study features Back to the Bible's founder, Theodore Epp. Theodore Epp came to Lincoln, Nebraska in 1939.
Dr. Arnie Cole is the current CEO of Back to the Bible, Director of Research and Development for the Center for Bible Engagement, author, and leader of an impactful ministry.
For almost two decades, Dr. Cole was founder and president of an institution through which he revolutionized the treatment of severely disturbed patients in mental health institutions. But after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 1998, he sold his business with a plan to tour the world in his 60-foot yacht. It was during this trip that miracles happened. During a storm that threatened his life, Dr. Cole turned to God and was not only saved from being shipwrecked, but upon returning from his trip, his doctors found that he no longer had Alzheimer's. Since then, Dr. Cole has served in ministry leadership positions and is dedicated to leading people into a profound relationship with Jesus Christ and keeping them connected to the Bible. Dr. Cole received his BA and MA in psychology and his Doctor of Education in Institutional Management from Pepperdine University. It was Dr. Cole's involvement in the re-evaluating of Back to the Bible's approach to keeping people engaged with the Word of God that updated their use of current technologies and media to, as Dr. Cole put it, reach people where they are walking and to remain on the bleeding edge of technology. The recognition that the best way to reach most people today is through the internet and cell phones led to the creation of GoTandem. GoTandem is an app that sends scripture and other Bible teachings directly to phones. Dr. Cole said, "We always want to be there to walk with people and to disciple people toward spiritual growth on a daily basis." And GoTandem does just that. Here's Dr. Arnie Cole talking about Back to the Bible's use of technology and social media.
I'm a serial entrepreneur, started a lot of businesses. I love risk, and a lot of people that come to ministry because there's not much risk. Things don't change. In order to keep up with this technology, we're on what's called the bleeding edge. And bleeding edge in any kind of a business venture is the scary, it's the high risk. Because we do so much research, we are ahead of our day. As we go into the future, we're building a multi-language platform that will actually help us disciple people on a daily basis in other languages. Our next step is to expand internationally in our distribution strategy of both radio and the app. I am so excited about how we're moving forward. We have just crossed the door, this tremendous opportunity that we have of being able to know you well enough from a technology standpoint, from a research standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint to help move you forward. That is awesome. That's something that Theodore Epp, Warren Wiersbe, Woodrow Kroll never had that kind of an advantage. We'll always be there to challenge you to move forward in your spiritual life.
Dr. Cole is also an occasional host on Back to the Bible, and his talks are quite engaging. We've included a couple of snippets of Dr. Cole's interviews. Here he is with popular former Back to the Bible teacher and writer of the B-series, Warren Wiersbe.
Welcome to Back to the Bible. We're glad to have you with us today. Recently, Arnie Cole, CEO of Back to the Bible, sat down with Warren Wiersbe to talk about Warren's series, Temptations, Trials, and Triumphs. The result was a very candid and uplifting conversation about life as a Christ follower. We know you'll be encouraged as you listen. So let's drop in on them. Here's Arnie Cole with author and speaker, Warren Wiersbe.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Warren. We really appreciate you coming into the studio and being with us. And today we want to talk about temptations, trials, and triumphs. So, Warren, why does God allow us to be tempted?
Well, it's not biblical, but he does permit temptation for the simple reason that if you don't fight battles, you're not going to grow muscles. We are in a battle. And because we're in a battle, we have to follow our leader, our great commander, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has already won the battle. So actually, we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory.
And here, Dr. Cole answers questions about the Bible with former interim hosts David Chadwick and Professor Daryl Bach.
Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Back to the Bible. If you've ever had a question about Jesus or the Bible or what it means to live in faith, then you're in good company. Today we're featuring listener questions with answers from the pastor and the professor. By the way, we mean Pastor David Chadwick of Forest Hill Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Professor Daryl Bach of Dallas Theological Seminary. Back to the Bible CEO Arnie Cole is here to host the program.
Well, we've learned a lot from our last few days of questions and answers. And today we're kicking off our program with a question that was asked by multiple listeners.
Can I believe in evolution and still be a Christian? David?
Well, to be a Christian is someone who has admitted they're a sinner and have received the forgiving love of Jesus through his cross and the assurance of that salvation through his resurrection. That person has been born again of the Spirit, and that person is a Christian. So to be a Christian, you're a person who's received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now then the question comes, can a person who has been born again believe in evolution? And I'll let Daryl tackle this probably in greater depth because I'm not a scientist. Daryl, now it's yours.
I think that's a great starting point. There really are a couple of bottom line issues that feed into this question. And basically, what Scripture says, as David said, is that God created out of nothing. God's responsible for the basic creation of who we are. God's responsible for the creation of us being made in His image. That's really important as well.
Back to the Bible takes the gospel to the most dangerous places on earth. Their impact is substantial, so much so that some regimes use advertising campaigns against them. But as Bibles and other Christian content reach high-risk people once considered unreachable, thousands of lives are being changed. Many are accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and churches are being planted. Back to the Bible Radio, website, and apps are tremendous Christian teaching resources. With both written and audio vignettes available, it is possible to listen and learn in just about any circumstances at any age level. Whether it is their well-produced and highly entertaining vignettes of the 12 Voices of Christmas.
The 12 Voices of Christmas. Voices from the past whose relevance today is as great as any time in history. Stories to remind us of God's greatest gift, the birth of His Son into a sinful world.
Or the 12 Voices of Easter.
The 12 Voices of Easter. Voices of faith and courage, assurance and doubt, hatred and denial. Voices revealing the nature of man with a relevance as vital today as it was when spoken 2,000 years ago. Welcome to this special production of the Good News Broadcasting Association.
Or the Bible Minute.
If you think God's forgotten you, then you need today's Bible Minute from Genesis 8. Listen to Genesis 8:1. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The word remember there is the Hebrew word zakar.
Or back to the Bible broadcasts, including archived audio from decades of broadcasts.
When I think of back to the Bible broadcast, there are two particular verses that stand out that have become indelible before me all these years.
And we don't want just a head knowledge. We want a heart appropriation of your truth.
Frankly, I'm very grateful that we have times and seasons and rhythms and celebrations.
To have fellowship with other believers, to have common causes, to have common goals, to pray to the same God, to have the same Savior. Let me just read a few verses, beginning at verse 3, chapter 1 of the book of Philippians at verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Every time you come to my mind, Paul says to the Philippians, I'm grateful.
We are focusing on three books in the New Testament called the pastoral letters, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus.
What Job had begun to do is basically, and you saw it there at the end of Job 31, basically calling God to court.
Back to the Bible continues to carry on the mission began in 1939 by Theodore Epp to bring God's salvation to the world using every technology and media provided. Or as stated on the Back to the Bible website, Back to the Bible is a worldwide Christian ministry dedicated to leading people forward spiritually. Using media and technology, Back to the Bible meets people at their own spiritual level and walks with them daily into a living, growing, and passionate relationship with Jesus Christ by equipping and motivating them to engage Scripture daily. With every 25-minute study, you'll gain a better understanding of what the Bible says, what it means, and how to apply it to everyday life.
In a day and age when the Bible is often marginalized,
Frank Franciosi, General Manager, WMUZ, Detroit.
Back to the Bible has stayed true to proclaiming the veracity of Scripture. Over the years, every speaker, every broadcast has gone back to the Bible for unadulterated, life-changing truth. I thank God for Back to the Bible.
This has been a Crawford Broadcasting Company radiography, a glimpse into the lives and ministries of today's Christian leaders. Thank you for joining us. Our narrator was Gail Conroy.